Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Saturday, January 29th, 2022. Today he is talking about our identities. Intend to be fully integrated within the field of love. The collective awakening of humanity is proceeding apace, so do not allow yourselves to be unduly disturbed by the less than uplifting stories that the mainstream media focuses on and then publishes with monotonous regularity in order to spread fear and anxiety. There is far more going on in the world, and of a far more uplifting nature, that is clearly indicating that your awakening is progressing quite beautifully. The divine will is always achieved, so release any doubts to which you may be clinging, even inadvertently. Often unsettling thoughts, feelings, and emotions flow through your minds far too freely without you being aware of what they are. Just that, thoughts, feelings, and emotions. They are not you, but to you they feel like you. Part of being human, with a veil hiding reality from you, is to identify yourselves with your thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and, of course, your bodies, which are your central senses through which all that occurs in your immediate vicinity is experienced, and none of this is real, i.e. eternal. To allow yourselves to become aware that this is unreal can be very difficult, because it is so deeply ingrained, and because you have been doing it for such a long time, all your lives. The personal identities by which you choose to identify yourselves have seemingly been validated since you were infants, because you have been taught and have therefore believed that that is who you are. When you are older, you can look at your birth certificates and confirm that identity given to you at birth by your parents and established by law. But beneath that belief you have an awareness of your beingness, and that beingness is who you truly are. If that awareness is acknowledged and accepted, it will show you very clearly that there is no separation, that you are one with Source, even though you still retain and use your personal identity as a human in form. But that identity will no longer need to be defended against your own egoic opinions and judgments, negative or positive, or those of others, because it is just a convenience for your use while you are in form. It is not who you are. You are far, far more. In fact, you are unimaginably vaster and more powerful than, as a human limited by form, you can possibly apprehend. This conscious acceptance of your human identity's temporary and unreal nature will lead you to a total self-acceptance and peace as you start to know yourself right now as an eternally beloved child of God, no matter what may be going on in your human lives. You are of God. As an analogy, you can think of water as of the ocean. Like water, your apparent separation from God is very temporary indeed, in the same way that all water returns eventually to the ocean. To awaken is to become sufficiently aware to allow yourselves to know yourselves as one, inseparable from Source and enveloped in the infinite energy field of love which has no beyond, because it is all. The peace and comfort that knowing and accepting that truth will bring you when you choose to do so is indescribable. A most wondrous state of bliss awaits you in that moment. This is why going within daily to your holy inner sanctuaries is an absolutely essential daily routine. Going within to meditate, to relax for a moment from the concerns of the day, or just to be quiet and separated from the rush and impatience of daily life, is the path to that awareness. It does not matter what method, if any, that you choose to use to slow down and quieten the roof brain chatter. Just sitting quietly watching the noise and chatter arise without engaging with it is, of course, a state of being aware. This awareness helps you to find the real self beneath all the noise. Your egos will attempt to get you to focus on an important thought or issue, because if you consider it important, it is much easier to distract you into engaging with it. The trick is to immediately remind yourselves that in this quiet time, nothing of importance is going to happen that needs your immediate and undivided attention, and then settle back into the quietness. It may only last a few seconds, but as time is but one of the unreal aspects of the game of form, during those few seconds of now, much progress can be made in strengthening your consciousness of being aware of being, of releasing you from the apparent need to attend to that almost interminable thought flow. You are, each and every sentient being, in every moment of your eternal existence, one with Source. That state is unchanging and unchangeable. Therefore, during those daily moments of quietness, remind yourselves of this truth, and then reset the intent to be only loving whatever arises, and intend to be fully integrated within the field of love, receiving, sharing, and extending love to everyone presently in the process of awakening, and certainly, of course, to any who may appear to you to be attempting to disrupt or prevent humanity's awakening by encouraging division and conflict. You are all dearly loved, so please extend and share that wondrous and constantly flowing divine gift with all of humanity as you complete your awakening process. Your loving brother, Jesus.